All right, we are joined by Derek Johnson, John Gordo, and a lovely young lady who only I know as Becky. Slide on up here. Let's get some microphones. And they are representatives of the SCSU, St. Cloud University, Aviation
partners.
Ambassadors Program.
They're our partners in crime. I mean, in radio here.
No, they're aviation. They fly. We talk. Big difference.
Well, if we talk enough, we get to fly.
Tell us about St. Cloud Aviation.
Well, then, St. Cloud Aviation has been around for quite a few years. I've noticed a lot of people are surprised that they have an aviation program. And as part of that, there's a couple different student organizations you can join as a student. One of those being the Aviation Ambassadors, and that is the people who are in charge of coming out here and running in the booth.
Now, is the program tailored to, like, I've never seen an airplane before and I want to become a professional pilot type person, or hopefully someone with more flying background than that?
We take pretty much everybody. The people that come in with their licenses, and we have other people that come in zero time, zero experience.
And no, don't know which end of the airplane is the front.
Don't know which end's the front.
Okay. Is this your guy's first trip here?
I was here 07, I think. Okay. 06 or 07.
So you don't get aluminum overload so easily?
No.
These guys, though, he looks a little deer in the headlights this morning. I don't know if that's because he's here on the radio or because he's here at Oshkosh.
It's more the radio. I haven't been here for about 5 years. I used to come when I was younger quite a few times with my father.
Nice. And Miss Becky?
Yeah, this is the first time.
First time. She's glassy-eyed. That's just lack of sleep. Okay, so tell us, this program will take me from zero time all the way up to?
Flight instructor or multi-commercial. What will you get multi-commercial in? Flight instructor. In the pro flight track, in the ops track, I think you are required to get up through your instrument. And then from there you do the more business type classes. And then you can still fly on the side, but those are the required minimum.
Well, that must be hard, you know, flying and getting course credit for it.
Yeah, difficult. Wish I was a college student.
Go ahead.
Oh, nothing.
Come on.
There's also a couple other programs. There's a management program. If you're somebody that has your A&P, there's a maintenance management program. Or if you're interested in becoming an air traffic controller, we just got our CTI.
Nice. Now, do they also do A&P training?
No, we don't do A&P training, but if you come in with your A&P, they have, I think it's mainly online classes.
Okay.
That they take.
How many aircraft do they have?
We contract with an FBO, Right Arrow, and then we also have a student-run organization that owns 5 airplanes, 2 152s, 2 Skyhawks, an Arrow, and then Right Arrow runs 4 or 5 152s, a Skyhawk, and then a 182 RG, and then 2 Beach Duchesses.
Nice. That's quite a stable.
182 RG, not many of them around.
Well, they had more, but, you know, that last student.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to get a diamond or get something LSA, you know?
Yeah, okay.
We really don't use them in St. Cloud too often, but they have the Evictor Sports Stars for sport pilot training.
Nice. How many people involved in the program?
You know, it varies. I really don't know the numbers for this fall.
About 200.
Yeah, we 200. About 200, and then probably 30, 40, 50, depending on the time of year, are actively flying.
I'm curious, how many people are on the St. Cloud University at any one time, total number?
Enrollment for the whole school?
Yeah.
Probably 17,000, about.
Yeah, I heard it's right around 20,000, so.
Wow.
That's a
big student. I didn't realize it was that big.
I think it's the second largest school in the state of Minnesota.
Yep, that's what I've heard, too.
Okay.
Well, you said 200 people in the aviation program. I guess booking time in the airplane can get pretty busy.
Actually, with flying's really dropped off lately, just with the economy, and I think people trying to afford it. So, I mean, it's really open. I mean, this is definitely the time to get into it. Like, I mean, all the instructors are pretty open.
I'm busy now, but, you know, you give me about an hour.
Sure.
Yeah, really.
So, what are your plans? What's your future professional pilot? Becky's got it nailed.
She's going to be an air traffic controller. I've had that feeling.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I'm just a private pilot right now, and wherever it takes me in the future, I'll just go with it.
There you go.
Okay, well, that's probably as good attitude as any right now.
You never know. You know, doors open, opportunity knocks, and you just never know. You might end up here working at the radio station.
Yeah, I bet she was glassy-eyed over that A380.
Yeah, everybody was. Especially the fuel guys. Oh, my aching eyes. Bring another truck.
It's a shame the Concorde's not flying because we could hook her up with the pilots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but there's some gesticulation from the weatherman there.
Oh, no, not the weatherman.
He's a good guy.
Yes, he is. He's been giving us almost good weather almost all week.
Yeah, laughing under his breath every time it rained.
So anyway, you guys obviously have to have some kind of a website, too, I'm sure.
Yep, stcloudstate.edu, stcloudstateuniversity.edu.
And you can check out more of the aviation courses online, I assume?
Yes, and they have a listing for all of our programs, all the with the requirements, the different tracks.
Okay.
Get links to our Right Arrow, links to our Arrow Club, and all of our other student orgs are on there.
Nice.
Is the flying time included in course cost?
No, it's not. That is separate, and I think they do that just because I think everybody learns at a different pace.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's the only way that the FBOs can make money anymore, you know, between fuel and aircraft rentals, and it just isn't fair to say, well, you can do this in 10 hours, and some people can do it in 8, and others can do it in 12. You know, we all
12,
have
8?
Different speeds.
How many hours did you have before you soloed? I think I was up close to 20.
I was near 30, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
That's all right.
I wonder if they have any of those 150 tail draggers.
Oh, the Texas tail draggers?
No, the 150 tail draggers. You know, like when you come in and the instructor says, chop the power, and he goes, boom, on the mains and the tail.
That's only happens when you're flying for crying
yes,
out loud.
It,
I never
it happened
dragged a
once.
Tail.
No, I didn't drag it. I landed on it, I think.
Look, if that had been a carrier hook, it would have been a great three-wire trap.
There you go. in a 150.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're boring you with our aviation stories. I'm not telling them about the watermelon either.
No. Or the skunk.
Or the skunk.
Oh, God.
Do you guys have problems with that in St. Cloud?
No, we don't.
Oh, well, we were flying off a grass strip in Pennsylvania, and the rule of thumb is at night, you make a low pass before you land to get the deer off the runway.
Oh,
seriously.
Seriously. Yeah, you don't want to find out about that.
Well, you know, up at St. Cloud, it's probably like moose.
Yeah, moose, elk, and drunken college students.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, they don't have drunken college students.
No,
they just They just have, how would I put it, alcohol enhanced.
No, it's freeze protection.
Freeze protection.
You know,
right.
It gets darn cold in St. Cloud, as we found out.
Oh, that's right. It's not beer. It's de-icing fluid.
That's right. They're well de-iced. All right, guys, on the field here at Oshkosh, where can we find you?
Hangar D. What's your booth number?
I believe it's 4158.
It's on the...
Good man. Yep. Got it memorized. All right, so set your GPS for Hangar D, 4158 booth.
We'll see you there. And bring plenty of de-icing fluid.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
De-icing fluid.
All right, thanks for joining us.